Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome along to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along, it's Rob Riles welcoming you to another edition. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk about a number of things. And one of them involves something that I can hold my hand up and admit wholeheartedly that it affects me personally. And as I've said many times, look, this podcast is not about me. It's about you and your journey and your success. However, if I can highlight something that may positively impact anybody that listens to this, then so be it. And one of the things that the Stoic philosophy, and in particular Ryan Holiday, who has written some amazing books, and I wholeheartedly recommend you have a look at Ryan's work. One of the things that the Stoics say is that it's so easy to be too busy. Too busy doing stuff. And as some of the wiser individuals in our world say to us, to underline and remind us, we are human beings, not human doings. And it's this busyness when we lose sight of what is important. And we lose sight of what it is we pay our true respects to. And let's get it into perspective. There's nobody on this planet who believes more in making the most of your time here than me. In your leadership journey, in your activities, in your goals, in your quests. There is always, though, a balance to life. And one of the things you can ensure that you do that will help is to acknowledge where you pay your true respect. How much time do you put aside for your own learning? Even if it's 10 minutes a day, it adds up. It's incremental. How much time do you put aside for reading? How much time do you put aside every day, certainly every week, for your loved one or your children or your grandchildren? I think it is a certain fact that as our lives go on, the decisions we make become more impactful the older we get. And sometimes we don't realise the decisions, the effect of the decisions that we're making at the time. They seem, well, if I do this, this will happen and this will be the outcome. Yet we have an inability, and understandably so, to see how those decisions will compound and compound and compound and affect us down the road. So, paying due diligence to what is important in your life and the true values that you're going to live your life by and where you are going to spend your time, your valuable time and your focus are real key things. Yes, and of course, you want to be successful in your career. That is an awful lot of what Leader, Manager, Coach is about. But we have to return regularly and frequently to those things that nourish us and make us who we are. Whether that be a combination of solace and quiet, walks, family time, reading time, or simple activities, whatever they may be, or revisiting our philosophy. Remember who you are and what it is that sustains you. But that leads us on to the other thing, that how do we know we're progressing? And we can use objective markers to do that. But the question you probably need to ask yourself every day is, did I get better today? And in truth, you are looking for really small incremental changes. Looking for great chasms of change, great mountains of progress. Great when it happens. Beautiful when the fruit of our labour comes into being. But let us remember that that is the result of many, many things. Days, weeks, months, even years of work. All you can do on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, is do your very best. And if you're doing your very best on the right road, tuned in and aligned with the right values, you cannot fail to have the best life possible. One of my favourite quotes, if it is a quote, is character is fate. Character is fate. And it's something that's enormously helped me and enormously sustained me. Because there are many endeavours that I've been involved in where I've plainly not been the most talented, not been the best, not found things easy and struggled. And the thing that's allowed me to have a peace of mind is to understand that it's okay not to be the best. It's okay not to be the most talented. But that the true success in life, the true measurement of success in life is, for me anyway, in one aspect, not giving up. Endeavouring, carrying on, being persistent, and being long-term focused. And within that, and within that endeavour to achieve something, whether that's a sporting achievement, a career achievement, a business achievement, family achievement, it is to develop a character.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com. Leader Manager Coach.
Put yourself in the picture. You know when you meet somebody of great fortitude. You know when you meet somebody who has a presence. And that's a word that you hear quite a lot. They have presence. And yes, I believe you can have presence by having a wonderful personality, by being extroverted, by being able to read a room, to work a room, to network, to be confident, to have eye contact, to have wonderful people skills, to look good. They are all contributory factors to presence. But there is another type of presence, and it is a quiet, underlying, constant in somebody who's walked the walk. Somebody who's been through the fire. Somebody who's experienced life. You often find it as a discerning characteristic of parents. And this is no reflection on people who haven't been blessed with kids and children or have chosen not to have children. But being a parent, with all its beauty and all its amazing gifts, is also ultimately challenging. It almost has to be, doesn't it? It's ultimately challenging. You go through enormous pains when you are a parent. And, you know, particularly so for on the maternal side, when the baby is vulnerable and young in the first 12 months, you're constantly short of sleep. You know, you essentially give up your life for another. And there's a biblical principle in that the greatest gift we can give is to give up our life for another. And being a parent is a true servant, is a true servant's role. And you often find that. And it develops character. Struggle develops character. Setting off on a hero's journey develops character. Sticking to the task develops character. Sticking at a job that you are really struggling with develops character. Staying with it when many things seem to be falling in around you develops character. And you know when you meet somebody who has got some character facets that have been forged through misfortune and challenge. Character is fate, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, if you spend your life developing your character in the right way, having your focus on the values that you hold dear and true, it's probably the best way to have the best life you possibly can in whatever field you choose. You know, if I'm working with a group of players, I want a group of players who are true to value, honest, hardworking, committed, respectful, persistent, courageous. I want that rather than the ultimately gifted individual who lacks the other characteristics. I've worked with coaches and worked with coaches who value technical ability, and they correct technical ability, they coach technical ability in amazing ways. They're really good at what they do, but allow players to get away with poor behavior, and they underline the fact that it's okay to act in unsociable ways. I think it's a lack in the coach's armory, because you just allow the development of young people who, yes, may become technically excellent, but unfortunately also become psychologically and socially deficient. And those aspects will not only trip them up in their professional world, they will hamper them and be a great hindrance to them in their own lives, in the development of their own relationships, their careers outside the game, and so on, and cause masses of frustration. Ladies and gentlemen, character is fate. Make sure every single day you're doing what you can to develop your own. And this weekend in the UK has been a time of celebration, because as I record this, it's the weekend of the coronation of King Charles. Now, whether you're a royalist or not, or you believe in it or not, or you like it and celebrate it, one of the messages that came across from the coronation is, help me to serve and not be served. We've talked about it before on Leader Manager Coach, in your own endeavor as a leader, as a manager, as a coach, as a player, as an athlete, as a business person. Help me to serve, not to be served. Yes, we all want the nice things in life. We all want to be honoured and assisted and made to feel good. That is not where it's at. The greatest leaders, ladies and gentlemen, are the greatest servants. Getting your hands dirty, doing the dirty work, doing the mundane is where it's at. Wearing a crown, maybe a pinnacle of a society's way of having a hierarchy and having a celebration as a representation of that. But the underlying values of that society are embodied in a question of how may I serve? And every day a nurse goes out to work, hopefully she says, how may I serve? Every day a doctor goes into his surgery, hopefully he says, how may I serve? Every day a player goes into a dressing room, hopefully he says in his heart, how may I serve? Every day a manager walks into a dressing room to talk to his players, hopefully he says in his heart, how may I serve? How can I help you to be the best you can be so that together we can achieve? Because that is what relationships are. I've also worked with people, and so will you, who have obviously been self-centered and self-obsessed. They use you. They might ask you to do things. On the surface, they might treat you well. But over a longer period of time, you will find out that they are interested mainly in themselves, not in you. As a leader, a manager, a coach, you need to be interested genuinely in the success of others. Help to lift others up. Don't put yourself first and then hope everybody else manages to look after themselves. Relationships are about what two or more people can achieve together, not how can I use you to help me. Don't be the second type, be the first type and watch the magic happen. Again, we've talked about a gentleman called Brian Johnson before on the Leader Manager Coach podcast, and this last few days I've read on some of his work a piece about something called the Paratrooper's Prayer. And I'll leave you to kind of investigate that yourself, really, if that's what you feel would be of value. But the thing that came out of it for me, this Paratrooper's Prayer, was the request in the heart and the mind of the soldier: don't give me an easy ride. Don't give me an easy way out. Don't give me all the instant answers and take away all my suffering. He prays in his heart to God or the being or Allah or Yahweh or whatever the universal omnipotence that you believe in is, and says, just give me what you've got left. Whatever I've got laid at my door, just give me what it is you've got left to help, and I will take that and I will be gracious for it and I will use it. And I just thought that was a beautiful, amazing thing. An attitude of, look, I've had this laid at my door. This is my road. It's easy to sit there and bemoan what is laid at our door. Life is not perfect. It is not going to give us exactly what we want. We have to make the best of what it is, of what is given to us, with its twists and turns. And it's easy to bemoan the fact that we don't get all the things we need. How long will it take us to realize that we won't? But to be gracious for the few things that we are gifted with that allow us to move on. That's what it's all about, using what it is we have, and certainly showing gratitude for it. And in that process, embracing life fully, with everything we have, with our own vulnerability and our own struggle, and grasping it and doing whatever it is we possibly can with what we have. That is living life fully. The results will take care of themselves. Remember, folks, character is fate. That's Leader Manager Coach for this week. Sorry if it's been a little bit strong. Hope it's been okay. Hope you found something of value in it for you. Character is fate. One day at a time. Catch you later. Leader Manager Coach. Bye-bye.